Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than a half million people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
But what's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public. And you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Russia continues to indiscriminately bombard Ukraine, much of the internet service has been knocked out. Elon Musk is helping with that problem.
Tesla and SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk has announced that the company's Starlink internet satellites are now active in Ukraine as the country suffers significant power outages due to Russia's invasion. Ukraine's vice prime minister asked Musk to provide internet service to the country amid Russian attacks, and Musk delivered, according to Twitter exchanges between the two. Starlink is a satellite-based internet constellation intended to blanket the planet in high-speed broadband and could potentially bring connectivity to billions of people who still lack reliable internet access. The idea requires swarms of satellite operating in low Earth orbit about 340 miles high, in SpaceX's case, to provide continuous coverage. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden's State of the Union address is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A huge Russian military convoy dozens of miles long is approaching the capital, Kyiv. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News says China's support has given Putin the confidence to invade his neighbor.
Yeah, well, he never would have done this had he not felt that China, to some extent, would be there to help buffer the pain of it. There's no doubt about it. In fact, he moved a bunch of troops from the far east of Russia, something they'd never done before, because, as you know, China claims Siberia belongs to them, so there's always been a strong Russian military presence there. Nobody knows what happens here next, but some things are becoming pretty obvious, and you can see it from the commercial imagery you're talking about here tonight. It's pretty clear now that what's happening is a massive Russian force is pushing in from the north. They're going to try to take the western part of Kyiv, and the reason being that all these supplies that we keep talking about, everything that we're providing and other countries are providing, it has to come over from the west. So if they can cut Kyiv off of those supplies, it begins to really deteriorate the city's standing. And once they've got Kyiv encircled, then I think you're going to see a medieval type siege. You know, and that means, you know, people starving. They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate. And then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time. So that's clearly the aim they have. Obviously, the Ukrainians have fought a lot harder and more effectively than we anticipated. Their spirits are very high, so they still have a chance to disrupt this. But this is clearly what they're planning to do. And as you've seen from the imagery being shown, what they're bringing down from the north is a massive, massive show of force.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
And we're back with you. Hour number three, Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Carl Clausen is joining us. He's the host of Carl and Crew Mornings on Moody Radio in Chicago, also the lead pastor of 180 Chicago Church. Says that a few reckless years after completing the 1,100-mile Iditarod in Alaska at the age of 18, God radically transformed Carl's life. Now, Carl is running the ultimate race as a speaker, ministry leader, husband, and father to inspire a spiritual revolution in the church that reaches the world. Carl Clausen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. It's a joy to be with you today. Good morning.
Hey, 1,100-mile Iditarod at 18, okay, now a little background here. How did you do, you know, all things to do at the age of 18?
Yeah, I know it. And the truth is, I just talked to a good friend of mine, Mitch Seeby, who's won it three times. And
Oh, wow. The
Iditarod this year starts next Saturday. And I just called him 2 days ago and he said, Mitch, how's your team looking? And I'll tell you on your show right here. He said, I think I've got a first or a second place team. He's that good this year.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, it's heavy duty. I mean, that was a lot of years ago for me. But at the age of 16, I got a goal in my mind's eye. I thought if I could get a team from Anchorage, Alaska to Nome, Alaska, 1,100 miles, that will fill. I didn't have these words for it, but I thought that would fill that void in my life. Only to find out what we've all found out. Great exploits don't fill the void. Only God can. But I will tell you this. 21 days, 8 hours, 12 minutes, and 32 seconds is a lot of dog mushing when you're 18 years old, and God taught me some lessons out there that are invaluable to this day, Bill.
Yeah, a couple quick thoughts here, Carl. Our good friend Kevin Sorbo, you know, from movie fame, he and his wife Sam are heading up there. They're going to do some filming, and she told me, she goes, yeah, Kevin, I guess, has volunteered. I guess they're doing some sort of, you know, celebrity mush, not 1,100 miles, certainly, you know, because celebrities, you got to have your hair done, you know, so often and have your makeup checked. There's no way you're going to last for 1,100 miles.
Dialed in.
Of course, Hercules isn't here to say anything and smash me down so I can make fun of him that way.
No, it's cool. It's got a real neat mystique, and it's still one of the greatest races on earth. It's intense. I mean, I nearly died a couple of times, but
really?
God
wow.
God uses those things to really teach you some great lessons.
Well, and like you say, if you haven't experienced something like an Iditarod or something that's just beyond you, that is there, and you just, you know, and you do it, and then you realize, okay, now that I've done it, like the old Peggy Lee song, is that all there is? And it's in that gap that God can have a one-on-one with you and say, okay, Carl, can we talk now?
Boom.
Okay, you did your deal. Are you ready to do my deal?
Right? Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, brother.
Yeah.
See, I'm convinced, Bill, and you get this. I'm convinced that we say we worship God, but we worship at the altar of a self-led, self-help life. Mm-hmm. And too many of us that have been I've been radically transformed by God, but we don't understand that the secret to the abundant life that Jesus called us to is to live dependent. We think grace is for salvation, but grace is for training and adventuring and going places we can't imagine. The guys that are the real rock stars in faith, the gals that are the real rock stars of faith, they walk with Jesus the way they found him, on their knees. That's how it works.
They're empty. It's an emptying process, isn't it? I mean, and that's what Paul said. You when you find yourself in that situation where it's less of you, more of him, and there's no capacity for self or a limited capacity of self. Wow, you're there, right? I mean, or go ahead.
Let me cheer for you. You get it. And here's the reality, Bill. We live in the Western Christian mindset is we trust God's grace to really save us. Now, mind you, the church is filled or half filled with people that don't know the real Jesus. Okay. They don't know him. They go and they sing, but they don't know him. But even when you know him, there's many, many, many who think, I've got to jump through hoops. I've got to show that I love God. So I got to read the Bible. I got to show that I'm okay with God. So I pray. That whole paradigm needs to be flipped around. We need to see, the spiritual disciplines are clinging to God as a display of our hunger for dependence on him, knowing that he can take us places we can't do. We got too much spiritual performance going on in the church when Jesus said, proximity is the key. He said, yes. I'm the vine, you're the branch. You abide in me, you'll bear fruit. We're trying to produce fruit. Jesus said, no, your key role is proximity. I'll produce the fruit in you.
In your new book, The Seven Resolutions, Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins, related, if you would, Carl, to what you're seeing happening on the world stage with Russia and Ukraine. Because I keep reminding our audience is that when these situations come about, it's not any surprise to God. It is an opportunity for us to see that he is still God, right?
Right on. You know, it's interesting. There's a bit of an awakening that's been happening in Ukraine as of late. I know ministry partners that are in the Ukraine who are saying, as we speak, there are thousands of millennial Ukrainian followers of Jesus that are on their faces before God. Now, you won't see that in too much press, right?
No,
but it's happening. And there's a hunger. There's something about the underground church in Afghanistan, in Ukraine, in Iran, in China. There is a forced, utter dependence on God that is producing in them a spiritual resilience like we don't know stateside, Bill.
No, you're exactly right. And I sense it, Carl, and this is what I've been trying to point out to our audience. You can see a little bit of the fruit here and there. You see this confliction that the Russian soldiers are having. Emails are sending back to their parents. Putin lied to us, said that we would be championed as heroes and as liberators, and that's not happening. You know, what is going on, and lest we forget, is that in some cases, you've got family members. I mean, these are people who came from Russia who now live in Ukraine. I mean, they could be cousins, it could be uncles, aunts that are there, and they're aiming their weaponry at their buildings and at their property and that. This is all God stuff, and we can only conjecture here, so I'm on holy ground here, so forgive me.
Right.
But I would not be surprised if these soldiers just misaimed on purpose. I mean, with all the firepower and all the missiles that have been going there, they say, oh, I'm just going to, a little click lower than it should be. I'm going to miss some buildings. And I think that to your point is these miracles and things that are happening that are not being reported, they can't possibly right now in the fog of war. But after the fact, we're going to hear a lot of the hand of God, just like we did with the Six-Day War with Israel, right?
You got it. We're gonna look back. For those that have eyes to see, we're gonna look back and we're gonna see a providential, powerful God on the move in his kids. But here's the key. If you're going to be a religious performer, you'll never know that power.
Exactly, right.
If you know that brokenness and humility are the only posture to have, then we tap the power.
Carl Claussen, you're a blessing, and we're going to continue our conversation with you on your book, The Seven Resolutions Where Self-Help Ends and God's Power Begins. Yeah, you're right. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about him. More from Carl after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Back with you. fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Carl Klassen continues with us. He's the host of Carl and Crew in Mornings on Moody Radio in Chicago. Also the lead pastor of 180 Chicago Church. Boy, that's a lot of responsibility there, Carl, especially for a time, you know, such as this, when people are looking for answers. And if that doesn't bring you to your knees constantly, I don't know what will, because, you know, with all that's going on, this is a grand opportunity for the Lord's church to be the answer for people, because they've looked to a government that wants to continue to say, hey, look at where you're God, or look to a culture that says, hey, forget that God. We've got this God that just, hey, man, we just threw a bunch of stuff in the fire and look what came out, man. This is your new God, right?
You're right, Bill. I mean, and, you know, you were saying that this is we're in a tough season. We're in, we got a lot of responsibility, and the church in America, we're post-Christian for sure. Mm. But my posture on this one is that it probably is the best thing that can happen to the church, in that it'll force us into a dependence on God that otherwise we've lost in our nation. And my story for this, can I take you back to the Iditarod to get a story here?
Yeah, let's go.
I was going from Shaktulik to Koyak. I was 18 years old on this 1,100-mile dog sled race. And I went out onto the sea ice. It's 55 miles from Shaktulik to Koyak. I got out there, and the wind began to howl, and I mean howl, and pinned me on the ice. I could not move with my dog team.
Oh, wow.
And it had gusted to 92-mile-an-hour gusts. I had wind chills that were 80, 90 below zero.
92 miles an hour, Carl?
92-mile-an-hour gusts.
That'll set you in the wrong direction. You're going backwards.
Yeah.
You're not going forward. Now.
Yeah,
okay.
You aren't kidding. My team they couldn't run into it. I had great Huskies, two twin young lady girls, beautiful girl Huskies in lead, but they couldn't do it. And so I shut them down on the sea ice, and I got him in a huddle of ball, got back to the sled, got into my two sleeping bags, put up a Gore-Tex tarp, and I prayed. I said, God, if you get me out of this one, I promise you. And by the way, God used that prayer. It wasn't too many years after that that God showed me that going to church doesn't cut it, but surrendering my life to Jesus is the answer. And so here's how I use that now, and I believe this to this day. I often pray, God, just a little bigger than me. I don't want anything that I do that can be done in my strength and my fancy footwork. I want God-sized stuff so that I fall in dependence on Him. Mm. And the church in America is in God-sized stuff territory, Bill.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah, because how do we solve this stuff, Carl? You know, I talk to other people. I go, I was born and raised in California. There's universities in California that have 70 different gender options. 70.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you solve that? But
the bigger yes is the key here. It's and here's the key. I will say this one: don't become an angry evangelical.
No,
don't do that. Don't be that guy. You can hold high standards and uncompromising truth, but do it without being a jerk.
Yeah.
No, I mean this, Bill. We can do it. And sometimes we get too bent. We get angry. I was watching a clip recently of Billy Graham on an old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and I was blown away at this guy's strength of character, his uncompromising testimony, and his winsomeness. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Yes. I worked on one of his crusades, and I'll share a story with you in just a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I just think, look, here's the bottom line. If we're going to live in God's power, and that's my presumption, we got to let God be the one that sorts this stuff out. We carry truth high, unashamedly, but do it with the love of God.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's my experience with Dr. Billy Graham was in the mid-80s, 10-night crusade in Anaheim Hills, California. Packed every night. Unbelievable, Carl. But what was so touching for me, and I was in an opportune position to be in leadership, and in fact, they wanted me to continue on with them to Denver. But at the time, it just wasn't right you know, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And their whole operation is interesting, the way they operate anyway, because they let you know, like, the night before if you got a job. You know, you really live by faith working with the Billy Graham Crusade. It was my experience anyway. But the thing was most amazing for me to observe was the sense of humility. His humility was so obvious. And it's one that I remember, I mean, to this moment as we talk about it, it chills me because I go, wow, I want that kind of humility. And when you are so sold out to God and so emptied out to God, you begin to understand and appreciate what that is, because it's not about you. Like you said, you know, people get angry. It's like they're reformed alcoholics. You know, it's okay. I get that. Okay. You're kind of on the other side, but even though you may be a reformed, you're still not there yet. You're still not liberated from alcoholism, right? And God,
brother,
who frees you, wants you to be fully freed indeed, right? And that's what that means. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I love Andrew Murray in his book, Humility, coined this phrase. It is spot on. He says, humility is the one virtue that gives birth to every other virtue. That's the position of power.
Mm,
and so we can look at the culture around us dissolving and go, fly the banner high, be bold with faith, but we be winsome. I think we expect people that have never encountered the power of Jesus Christ to act like they're Christians. That's impossible, Bill.
It's impossible and comical. Because we end up taking ourselves too seriously. Like you said, there is power in winsomeness, and I appreciate that you've used that. And also, you're the second person in 2 days, as I was praying the other day, the names of God, and Jehovah Nissi stuck out for me. And I mentioned to him, he goes, funny you should do this. You know, you should say that, because I'm writing a song about Jehovah Nissi. This is my good friend Benny DiChiara. And so we just, you know, we loved, you know, the happenstance of it. And it's just, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of nudging us just to say, hey, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, the way up is down in the kingdom of God. The way up is down. And that's a hard one to learn, but we can't learn it. We've got to find that spirit filling at the foot of the cross, and we say, Jesus, come on, I can't do this in my strength. Don't let me try it.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how in our human flesh, how this idea of striving comes into play. And, you know, which Paul wrote about, that, you know, that people think it's all about works. And he says, my works are nothing. And until you get there and really appreciate what that's all about, I don't think you can be effective for the kingdom. I mean, you're going to get in the way. You're going to do a lot of damage.
Oh, Paul's the best words I've ever heard him write about this is he says, who's bewitched you? Which is heavy duty term.
Yeah, right,
you don't want to have a preacher come up and ask you that word. Okay. Who's bewitched you? And he says, who's bewitched you? That you began in the Holy Spirit. Why are you working out in the flesh? Translated, you began this journey in full dependence on God. Why are you trying to get up with your own fancy footwork and going to church and trying to pretend you're good? Why are you doing this in your own strength? Stay hungry to be broken, and I will take you places you never could go otherwise. That's the promise of the gospel.
Carl, for people who have worked and they bought into the self-help doctrine, and I say, look at, there's nothing just so terribly wrong about it. At least it says, look at, there is a better way. You know, you're just on the wrong road. And in that process, an exercise of self-help, you know, God's allowing you to ferret out, you know, the fake from the real, right? So let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, we're to be thankful in all things. And so let's get to the real thing, right?
Yeah, here's the key. The key is this. I'm not anti-self-help. Because self-help is, for anyone who's grabbing a self-help book, they understand something. They aren't where they need to be.
Exactly.
That's great. There's a lot of people in this world that don't understand where they aren't where they need to be. So understanding you aren't where you need to be is dynamite. The only question is who's going to get you there, and this is what I subscribe to, 100%. If you're trying to take hold of God's promises in your strength, there's going to be a gap between you and this abundant life all day long.
Exactly. And we got to leave it there, Carl. Thank you for being with us. The book's linked on our website. Okay. Thank you.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than a half million people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
What's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public. And you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As we've been watching what the Russians have been doing to Ukraine, it can't help but raise the question of what would America do? Well, the author of the Civil Defense book, a combat vet and retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major, Mike Mabee, is joining us, and he's one of the nation's most well-informed researchers on grid security. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be here. Quite an honor.
Well, the honor is ours. I tell you, Mike, from one vet to another, thank you enough for your service to our country, for your commitment to freedom, as been the case for, our family. Our father served in World War II in the European theater. Two of my brothers and myself also served the country. So we are defenders of that which we believe in. And we were willing to put, our blood, our treasure, our very lives on the line as you were. And I thank you. It's an honor to have you on.
Well, it's great to be here. And, having taken an oath, I don't think that oath ever ends.
No, it doesn't. That's exactly
that's
right.
Why we're continuing to try to protect the country.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are. Assess what's going on in Ukraine with Russia right now, as you see it and understand, Mike.
Yeah, so, this, obviously, everybody, I think, in the United States is riveted by, the recent invasion of Ukraine. So you have to kind of understand this. You have to, back it up to the end of the Cold War. when it used to be NATO, and then on the other side, Warsaw Pact, which was the Soviet Union and all of its satellite states. Now, Ukraine was one of those. And ever since the end of the Cold War, you know, 1989, 1990-ish, a lot of these former Soviet states have kind of switched sides. So, for example, you've got Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, former Warsaw Pact countries that now are actually members of NATO. And then you've got other former, you know, Soviet satellite states such as Ukraine, who had been, you know, becoming increasingly friendly with Western Europe and actually, you know, had been talking about joining NATO. And that, you know, I believe is why Putin, you know, nobody knows for sure why Putin does what Putin does. But it seems to me, you know, historically, Putin is trying to send a message to all of the other, you know, countries and former Soviet satellites that, you know, it's unacceptable to get too cozy with the West. You know, it seems to me like he wants to kind of reestablish, you know, the old Soviet Union, perhaps.
Mike, it's dangerous when we don't know what our adversary is thinking, and we can only opine on it. And that's what I'm hearing. It's kind of, you know, the question that was asked of Barack Obama about Kim Jong-un. Have you talked to him? Do you know? No, we haven't. In 8 years, you haven't talked to, you know, somebody who's threatening the world. Why would you not do that? Because as we've learned in living life, there's always two sides to the story. And we don't want to get to the point. You know, we would think that after two world wars and additional conflicts that we would draw out of this that, look, at this is a communication issue that we need to understand what the adversary, you know, what's in their head. Unless they're just totally crazy. And this is what is scary for me right now is it's being presented that Putin is crazy. We've got an American president who's lost his mind. He's mentally deficient. I mean, it's like, who's running the story here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is crazy.
Yeah. And especially when I think, you know, probably I think it's safe to say a majority of people in the United States probably couldn't point to Ukraine or Taiwan on a map. And yet, you know, here we are kind of on in a very, very dangerous place, you know, in the world between, you know, China's threats to Taiwan, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, it wouldn't take much to just kind of start a trip of dominoes, you know, that could
end up
catastrophic.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of President Xi in China, I mean, he's been very clear. He wants to be where America is. And meanwhile, we've had elected officials, people in our government, who have sold out our natural resources. They have coupled themselves and their futures with China to such a degree that, you know, it's like what the Chinese called elite capture. And, you know, and higher up elected officials from Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, you know, I mean, it's equal opportunity here because that is the economy of the Beltway. It's about getting reelected and who's got the biggest treasury, right?
It absolutely is. And I'll give you, you know, a couple of examples of things that a lot of people don't know, but my research has kind of uncovered. So one thing is we know for a fact that communist China, as well as Russia, have been hacking the U.S. critical infrastructures, particularly the electric grid, since at least 2003. Mm. Now, knowing that, the thing that I just cannot comprehend that my research has run across is the fact that in the last decade, we have imported 377 large transformers from China to install onto our electric grid that the Chinese are already hacking.
Yeah.
In addition to the large transformers, we have imported millions of smart meters and inverters and other equipment to install into the U.S. electric grid that China is already hacking. So in what possible world does this even make sense? But as we stand here today in 2021, there is absolutely no requirement that any company test or check any of this equipment that gets installed into the electric grid.
Is this incredible? I mean, it's just absolutely stupid when you know that they are an emerging threat, that they have penetrated every aspect of our lives, from universities with the Confucius Institute, our government. There is clear records and data and evidence that we've got quid pro quo going on with elected officials, that our resources are being sold out, jobs are being sent overseas at the expense of the everyday American. And then somebody comes along and says, hey, how about America first? How about if we look at things in America and say, oh, that's a bad thing?
Yep. Well, and let me give you another example, which and I apologize in advance for ticking off all of your listeners, because I'm just about to do it. But one of the reasons that, our electric grid is so vulnerable today, even though we've known for decades about all of these threats, is that the electric utility industry, since the Great Northeast Blackout of 2003, they've spent $2.3 billion lobbying the U.S. federal, Congress alone, not to mention what they've spent in the states. And then also they've spent over $231 million in political contributions to members of Congress on committees that could possibly enact legislation to protect the grid. So this is all perfectly legal in the United States. It's perfectly legal for these lobbyists to spend all this money and make all these campaign contributions. I think in any other context, we generally call that a bribe.
Right,
but in
exactly.
the context of, contributions to politicians in Washington, it's a contribution, not a bribe. But and this is an equal opportunity problem. So we've got, people on both sides of the aisles that are accepting large sums of money and contributions from the electric utility industry. And here we are as American citizens, undefended, from attacks against the electric grid and threats we've known about for decades. We've known about cyber threats since 2003. We've known about the physical threat to the electric grid since 1981. We've known about the threat of electromagnetic pulse and geomagnetic disturbance since the 1960s. And yet these threats still exist in 2022.
So why would the utilities, what are they trying to, what's their agenda here, Mike?
Well, the agenda.
I'll tell you what. We only got about 20 seconds left here. Let's save it for the other side, because I want to be able to get in detail to make sure people understand what's going on. You may have got their attention, but you haven't really ticked them off enough yet. So let's warm them up on the other side here. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Mike Mabee joins us and continues with us.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223.
800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Speaking of darkest nights, you know, we've been warned that we're very vulnerable. This country is to a electromagnetic attack. And what would happen if our grid goes out? What happens without electricity? It has been estimated that our population would be absolutely decimated within a year. I mean, because we're so, you know, connected to technology and reliant on all the things that operate our way of life. Mike Mabee is with us. He is the author of the Civil Defense book, a combat veteran and retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, something that was going to irritate us and understand what the utility companies were doing and how they've been lobbying our elected officials and driving an agenda that is not necessarily in our best interest. Mike, you know, why don't you continue with the story and unfold what is going on here?
Sure. So this story with the electric utility industries actually goes back, you know, generations. So the regulatory system that exists today is a 100-year-old regulatory bureaucracy from back when, you know, the turn of the century when the electric, country first started to be electrified. So there are over 60 different regulators, including state public utility commissions, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and the Department of Energy. But as we stand here today, not one of those government entities can tell the grid or mandate that the grid protect itself against any known hazards. Now, what the electric utility industry has been very successful in doing is preventing new laws coming into place which would mandate that they do anything. And basically, it is, you know, every type of industry in the United States inherently is against further regulation. And I get it. You know, that's just the balance as a society we have to have, you know, where we don't have too much regulation and we don't have too little. But, you know, I, in my research, am absolutely convinced that we have you know, way too little regulation of our most critical infrastructure. And you had just mentioned, you know, what would happen in a long-term blackout. So what we have to think about is that everything we depend on to support or, you know, keep our human population alive is directly tied into the electric grid. The electric grid is literally the life support system for this country. If somebody unplugs the electric grid, food stops, water stops, sewer systems stop, medical systems stop, fuel stops, transportation stops, everything grinds to a halt. And you only have to look, you know, as far as some of the past disasters that we've seen, you know, to see the horrific consequences of the loss of electric power.
Right.
So in the Texas blackout, you know, last year, last February, mm-hmm. and in most places in Texas, and I was in the middle of that because I live in Texas,
mm-hmm.
In most places, the power was only out for around 2 days. But we had 250 people die in a two-day power outage, mostly of hypothermia and carbon monoxide poisoning, things that are directly related to the loss of the electric grid. Now, when you look at Hurricane Maria, thousands of people died as a result of the loss of the infrastructures in the electric grid there. So just, you know, if you kind of take that out and look at what a national scale disaster would look like, you know, number one.
Oh, just add the numbers up. Mike, I got to imagine for you who you've become an expert in this field and you're so focused and you see these things happening. I mean, you're on top of your roof yelling and screaming like the watchman on the wall saying, what the hell are you guys doing here? Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we really need, the only way we're going to fix this problem is if people call up their elected officials and say, what are you doing to protect me and my family? You know, what are you doing to protect us from these threats to the electric grid? And 60 Minutes just ran a piece Sunday night, which I was interviewed for. And I would suggest that you get that 60 Minutes piece to your representative, to your senator, and say, what are you doing about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here, you know, we've got some citizens that are screaming about this, but until Congress gets involved and mandates protections to the electric grid, it's just going to continue to be business as usual with the risks of a blackout being put onto the citizens. You know, the risks are not put at the government or the utilities, mm-hmm. and the accountability isn't put at the government or the utilities. You know, it's all on the citizens. You know, Texas as an example, nobody has been held accountable for the 250 deaths.
Isn't that amazing? They're happy to take the money. They're happy to take our money and everything. And then when it comes for accountability, they're like God's frozen chosen. They all take a big giant step backward, right?
Well, exactly. And in Texas, you know, the thing that's criminal about it, in my view, is the exact same thing happened in 1989 and in 2011 for the exact same reasons, and it was never fixed. So you roll around to 2021 and 250 people die. In most states, that's what's known as criminally negligent homicide,
exactly.
Where, you know, you knew or you should have known that your action or inaction could cause the death of people, and that's exactly what happened in Texas, but nobody's been held accountable.
Mike, is there any intersection here with this and this green agenda that seems to be so important? You know, John Kerry's out there. I mean, forget about what's happening in Ukraine. Forget about what's happening in China, Iran, or anything else. It's like the most important thing we need to be focused on is green energy.
Yeah, and, you know, people have lots of opinions on that. Now, I personally have solar and wind at my house, and that's how my family was able to survive the Texas blackout. So, you know, I'm all for solar, I'm all for wind, but we need to do it with security built in. So whatever type of generation we're using, whether it's fossil fuel, whether it's renewable, you know, whatever it is, we have got to build in security. You know, cybersecurity, physical security, security from electromagnetic pulse, geomagnetic disturbance, and from extreme weather. So in my mind, that is the most important thing, not so much where the, you know, what's generating the energy, but the fact that it's going to be reliable and people are going to be able to depend on it because it's secure.
So right off the bat, buying generators from China, probably not that smart, actually, is it?
Well, personally, I wouldn't, but, you know, I would much prefer that people buy things that are made in America, to be honest.
Without a doubt, I mean, because the deal is China, they don't care about privacy. And what we're realizing in this 21st century is data's king. It's all about data. Go ahead.
And we're importing smart meters from China. So everything in the electric grid, all the way from the meter on your house, you know, up to, the gigantic transformers that are the backbone of the entire, you know, electric grid. And in some cases, even some of the generation facilities, the solar or the wind or, some of that equipment, the SCADAs, all of this stuff that we're importing from China makes us very vulnerable to a Chinese cyber attack.
This is so incredible, Mike, and I'm sure, our audience, the majority of our audience is hearing this for the first time. I did not hear, frankly, until you said today that we had imported, these generators from China. This is incredible.
Yeah, it is, and I would definitely encourage people. I've done a lot of research in several areas, and this is one of them, because the American people don't realize that we're importing these large transformers and other equipment from China. On my website, gridsecuritynow.org, you can find all of this research, and what you need to do with it is you need to go to your elected officials, to your representatives and your senators, and say, what are you doing about this to protect my family? Mm-hmm. Until we have a lot of people start doing that, Congress is going to continue to ignore the problem, the utilities are going to continue to ignore the problem, and our families are going to continue to be at risk.
Without a doubt. Mike, meanwhile, is there anything we can do immediately, some transactional things, that we can do as individuals by taking control of, of our power grid, our personal footprint as much as possible?
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
Yeah, so I recommend that everybody start thinking about, kind of the skills that we've lost, over the years. So if all of a sudden there wasn't electricity, what are you going to do so your family, can survive? Do you have an alternate source of heat for your house? Do you have the ability to grow food? If you recall, you don't recall, but, back 100 years ago, people 150 years ago, people had to work hard to survive the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You had to store food. You had to chop wood. You had to do a lot of things to be able to survive the winter. The electric grid has taken all of that off the table. We no longer have to worry about surviving the winter until we do.
Like you said, if the lights went out, the lack of survival skills leaves us so vulnerable and will add to the casualty rate, will it not?
Absolutely. And communities need to think about this as well. And this is, another focus of my research is on community preparedness. So, we need to talk with our town managers and our town emergency managers and our mayors about, hey, what is the plan if there's a long-term power outage? And, the plan isn't that hopefully help come from above.
Exactly.
No,
be prepared. Mike Mabey has been our guest, the author of Civil Defense Book, a combat veteran, retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major, who's one of the nation's most well-informed researchers on grid security. Mike, appreciate the time. Look forward to having you back. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care. Thank
you. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.